Good afternoon, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. Stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit today about the Rural Safety Kids Day. I better play a song first. We'll be right back. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. On this, this is Tuesday, April 30th. This is episode number 49.
Chick I know, with a little curve here and a little curve there. This chick, she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick, she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive him wild, swinging to and fro, with a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there. Man, this chick had moves to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. When she went walking into town, E-I-E-I-O. The local gentry popped their eyes. Tarnation, what a show. With a gulp dang here and a gosh darn there. Heavens to Betsy, I do declare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. There was a barn dance Saturday night, E-I-E-I-O. And the fellas came from miles around just to see her do-si-do. With a promenade here and a promenade there. At a square dance, man, this chick's no square. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. I used to be a traveling man, E-I-O. Until I hit MacDonald's place, things were mighty slow. With a little chick here and a little chick there, I didn't have a real chick anywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. This farmer's daughter knocked me out, E-I-E-I-O. I asked MacDonald for her hand, and Pappy hollered go. With a little curve here and a little wiggle there, a gob dang here and a gosh darn there, a do-si-do here and a promenade there. I got my own private county fair. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-O. Donald had a farm, E-I-O. That's right, MacDonald. It's all or nothing, baby.
This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Give your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. Do the Lord a service, make your hands willing, your help for better living.
4-H
for community and country.
4-H
respond to food security.
4-H
I gotta make your best better. Let us get together.
4-H.
Well, welcome back, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3. And today I have a returning guest, and I'd like to say hello to Heidi.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
It's been almost a year since you've been here, I think.
I think it's been a year.
And I was looking over some of my past past episodes and thought, wouldn't it be fun to have Heidi come back in again, because it's been a whole year and new safety dates has come up, and the Waterloo women are probably as busy as usual. And you're still involved with the Woolwich Community Health Council?
Yes, I work at the Woolwich Community Health Center in St. Jacobs, and there's various jobs that I do there, and the Farm Safety Days is definitely one of them.
So we could certainly fill up a whole show here, so let's just do a quick review of yourself and where you're from. You're living in Maryhill, and you're a wife of a cash crop farmer.
I'm a wife of a cash crop farmer, that's right, and we live in Maryhill. We have four sons, and two of them are farmers. In fact, the youngest one is graduating from Ridgetown Agricultural College next month. So we're quite proud to have a farm family, and we grow corn and beans.
So everything is wonderful up in Maryhill. You have a colder, like it's not as warm a spring as it was last year, but it's probably more typical, wouldn't you think?
Well, yes, we're definitely a few weeks behind last year, but I was talking to another farm woman this morning, and she was saying 2 years ago they didn't get on the field until May the 9th, and we had a bumper crop that year, so it's really hard to judge 1 year from the next. So.
And it's hard to discipline yourself that way, isn't it? Because we always remember the latest experience.
That's right.
Yeah. So, well, that's good, though. So we'll be interested to see how this year unfolds and prices and so on. But today we're going to talk more about the rural lifestyle and the things that happen in the countryside and the kind of issues that go on. And this is for the benefit of our urban listeners who... I hope they appreciate there's more than just cows and corn out in the countryside. There's a community and looking after its own needs as best possible with unique demands of the rural lifestyle farmers live. So today, of course, mentioned is Heidi Wagner, and so we're going to talk from three different perspectives. So you mentioned right off the bat you're with Woolwich Community Health, and under that you're doing the Farm Safety Days. And is Waterloo Rural Women under that umbrella too?
Yes, Waterloo Rural Women and Woolwich Community Health Center.
So let's talk about the Woolwich Community Health Center first, and then we'll drift down into two topics.
We'll drift down. All right. No, at the Woolwich Community Health Center, that's in St. Jacobs, and we have doctors and nurses there, of course, but then we also have a lot of community programs, and that's my division. I'm the rural community health worker there. So I work a lot with the rural community. I do a lot of farm safety teaching in the schools and in the parochial schools, and I just sort of keep my ear to the ground and see what it is that the rural community is asking for, and try to accommodate them or facilitate something and make it happen. So we try to, you know, look after the women and we look after the children and figuring that will help to keep the rural households happy and healthy.
How big is your area that you cover? If it's all Woolwich Township, that's probably a good... What is there up there, about 15,000 residents or something?
Well, we do Woolwich and Wellesley Township and the northern part of Wilmot, so it's actually quite a large coverage area. We have a satellite in Wellesley as well, so we have nurses and doctors and health workers there as well. So it's quite a large area, you're right.
Yeah, and also, to our listeners know, that was Woolwich was one of the first community health care centers in Ontario. The idea was flown around about 10 years ago, and then the first ones were strung up, and away they went. And then where I lived on North Dumfries, the second round of financing just happened, and now we have...
That's right. You have Langs Farm Community Health Center that has a satellite in air as well, so that would be closer to where you are. No, it's sort of a one-stop shopping. Yep. I mean, our doctors and nurses can only see the people that are rostered with us, so you have to be a patient with us. Mm-hmm. But the community programs, anyone can attend. So we've got dietitians there, which anyone that lives in our catchment area can attend and can visit. And then also different health promotion programs that we have, everything from Alzheimer's to diabetes, to better living, we all have that, and anyone can come. That's actually, I run a program called Hugs, and that's for moms and children from 0 to 6, and that's always lots of fun. Every 2 weeks, I get to hold someone else's baby, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is kind of.
So
nice.
So again, it promotes health and well being amongst the young families in the community, and they can get together and visit with each other. And there's always a nurse practitioner and a dietitian that gives them advice and that can answer any questions that they have. And they also have the support that they have from other young mothers who are in the same situation they are. And I know, being a mother myself, there's a time in your life when you really appreciate another person in the same situation. to talk to.
Well, you know, it's not just in that situation. I think all of us feel really at ease and can speak our minds when we're with a peer group of people in the same situation, whether it's successes or failures or whatever it is. It's a lot of fun to be around someone who's in the same
situation. That's right. That's right. All of a sudden you realize you're not alone with this. There's other people that are experiencing the same kind of concerns that you have.
Is there, just offhand, are there any community healthcare centers planned in our area? Like, where do the folks in Wellington get service? Are they still?
There's one in Guelph. A community health center in Guelph, and there's one in downtown Kitchener here as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Kitchener Downtown Health Center. Each health center has sort of a different priority population depending on where they're situated, and since we're out in St. Jacobs, we're definitely more of a rural setting.
Yeah.
And so that's why we try to accommodate a lot of the rural people and their needs, and we have a lot of quite a large Old Order Mennonite population, and so again they have different needs than the ones would in downtown Kitchener.
Well, that makes sense. And so it's been this must be your 15th anniversary
from the health center.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's been open longer than that.
Wow.
Yes, it's been I'd say almost 20 years, I think. So
wow.
it's been there for quite a while. So mm-hmm. We're well established. We're growing constantly, but of course it's you know, there's always more need for more health care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it seems, and you know it. There's always the issues of the day too. You know, it's been a big discussion, and don't want to get too sidetracked. But you know, even current issues like for the Tampa put a casino in, and you know, you'd be wondering what implication or what does it have, what would have to do with us if this does or does not.
That's
happen.
True. That's true. So. There's social issues and physical issues and emotional issues, and nothing happens in a vacuum. Something always bounces off and can affect more than you think.
Yeah. Well, let's play a song, Heidi, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the other topics, Farm Safety Day and the Waterloo Women, and whatever else we can think of to talk about. So I'm going to play some songs from last week's show that I didn't quite get on the air at that time, and they're just kind of great songs, and this first one is called Acre by Acre.
His father was a hard-working man. He spent his whole lifetime working his land. He plowed with a jackass built with his hands. The balcony where the auctioneer stands, acre by acre, it all disappears. Three generations in 70 years. The cows and the chickens, the tractors and the barn. Big money buying up all of these farms. My own father worked a 12-hour day, from sun up to sundown, the wheat, corn, and hay. I worked right beside him, and I learned from his ways. He taught me to sweat, and he taught me to pray. Acre by acre, it all disappears. Three generations in 70 years. The cows and the chickens, the tractors and the barn. Big money buying up all of these farms. Pass it on down to my own son in time. When my daddy died back in 72, I stepped into his boots. I knew just what I'd do. I had me a dream, and I took out a loan. The interest rates then, they were still pretty low. I planted my seeds, but before they could grow,
came telling me I had to pay what I owe. Acre by acre, it all disappears. Three generations in 70 years. The cows and the chickens, the tractors and the barn. Big money buying up all of these farms.
Hey, my name is Michael Toe. I'm an envoy from the weekly trending fandom show. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Okay, we're back, folks, and thanks for tuning in. I hope we have a great show and lots of interesting things for you today. And today's guest is Heidi Wagner, and you're listening here to us on episode number 49, and it's April the 30th. And April the 30th. Where did the time go?
Tomorrow it's May.
I know.
Do you have your income tax in?
Not yet.
And no, okay, you still got a few hours.
Well, I'll probably send that in with my farm stuff later on, because I pretty well know what I'm going to have then, and my accountant's running around crazy these days. So.
I think all of them are.
Yeah, it's another one of the, you know, our job, Heidi, is with farm-based is a kind of a hurry-up-and-wait thing, and I'm sure with the tax people,
that's right.
Accountants are doing the
but,
same.
But right they know it's always going to happen at the end of April, so yeah. they have a for-sure date, whereas farmers don't always have a for-sure date.
No, it could be like, you know, like the middle of April or the end of May. It's just
that's
crazy,
right.
But you've got to be ready to jump. So we call ourselves pretty fortunate, I think, in the scheme of things. So that was a song called Acre by Acre, and I've lost the artist's name, but it's a nice little song about rural life, and the theme at that last week's show was urban sprawl. So to this week, we're talking to Heidi, and just said a little hello, how you doing from last year's show, and maybe I'll find out when that was last year. It's probably on the website. And then we just reviewed a little bit about all the many hats you wear at the Woolwich Community Health Center and what you're doing. And maybe now we could talk about what the Waterloo women do, and then we'll do the last section and later on for the farm safety days. But tell us about the Waterloo Rural Women.
That's right. It's the Waterloo Rural Women, and it's just a group of women that we've been together for more years than I've been there. But it's sort of dedicated to the rural farm wife, rural wife, because, again, we feel that we have different needs and different concerns than maybe our urban counterparts do. They're mm-hmm. not better or worse. They're just different. And so we have different programming that we plan a few times a year that sort of focuses on rural issues. And actually, next week on May the 8th, we're having our Spring Ladies Night Out. And we found that it's sort of a good way for, after the long winter months, we like to get out and, you know, dust off our shovels and our gardening skills. Yeah. And it's a perennial plant exchange. So you go out into the garden, you dig out that plant that you've got too much of and put it in a pot and bring it, and someone else will hopefully want it, and you can take home another one. So we've got a guest speaker coming this year, and she's from her name is the topic is Homegrown Beauty, Natives for the Carefree Gardener, and her name is Nina April from Wild Things Plant Farm.
Okay.
And so she's going to show us some slides and talk about, you know, what we can do in the garden for the carefree gardener, which we all are. and then that will sort of give you some ideas and make us feel more like we're ready for the spring. So that's next week, May the 8th at 7:30, and it's St. Jacob's at the Woolwich Community Health Center. So anyone's welcome to come. There's no registration and no fee involved. You just have to dig out a plant and come.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that we do. And then we also have a Ladies' Day in the spring and in the winter, in February, and we have different speakers come and speak to the women there, and then they get, you know, we have a nice lunch, and then we have some time for catching up with people we haven't seen for a year, mm-hmm. and that's always quite a success. Last year we were in Wellesley at the Schmitzville restaurant, so that was good food and a good location. Weather was actually quite favorable, so that was also a good thing. Yeah. And again, it gives the women a chance to chat and talk, and you know, when you talk about, you know, issues with your calves or with your field crops or with your children, it's, we all know what they're talking about, and everybody's nodding in agreement, and it's just a different type of conversation that you might have with your urban lady friends.
Yeah, it's true. That's stuff they might not see day to day about how to, when the cow got out or some fool thing.
That's right. They don't care about mastitis in their cows or how many heifers they have or all that kind of stuff.
And so that's two events. And are there other times of the year? You have the February and May. Is there one in the fall?
We have one in the fall, and it's the Fall Ladies' Night Out. And again, there we usually have a craft night of some kind. We'll make a Christmas craft, and you know, they pay for the items that they use for the craft. Last year we made a Christmas swag, and we were at the Wilmot Rec Center in New Hamburg, in mm-hmm. Baden. That was quite a nice location there as well. So again, it just, you know, gives women a chance to get out for the evening and you know, chat and catch up with people that they may not have seen in a while. We find that the ladies don't get as much chance to get together as the men do. Mm-hmm. Men have, yep. You know, they meet at the coffee shop, or they'll meet at the farm dealers, or they'll meet, you know, at some commodity meeting, and women don't really have that chance to talk to like-minded women. So this is sort of our venue to do that in.
Yeah, that's good. And it's wide open. It's water rural women, so presumably any rural woman in the region of Waterloo could probably go to the event.
For sure. And sometimes we even get women that aren't rural anymore. They may be retired farmers that have moved into town, and their heart is still in the country. So we certainly welcome anyone who wants to come.
Yeah. Now that's a good thing. Now, you're reading this off. You go to a website. Tell us what the website is.
Yes, we have a website, www.waterloorualwomen.org.
Okay.
And we always try to update it on all of our latest events that's happening and some of the past events. So you can, we have a newsletter that goes out every spring, or in January, February. So you can read those from the past few years and just sort of see what it is that we do. And if you have any suggestions, there's always chances to contact us and we can get back to you and tell you what's up.
So that you could probably get that link. That would probably be also on the Woolwich Community Health Center website.
Too. Correct, yes. It's also on that link as well.
And that would, that's probably initials, Woolwich. What? Woolwich Community.
WCHC, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. So that sounds like a great program, and it looks like, you know, I don't know how many more you want to put on a year. That's three. That's quite a bit.
That's enough for us, yeah. I mean, rural women are busy women.
Yeah,
and
true.
So there's times of the year when we really can't come up for air much, so we try to plan our programming into the early spring and winter months when we have more time to devote to that.
So I suppose, you know, we get to our last segment of our show, we're talking about the Farm Safety Day, so I suppose in a way that's sort of like a meeting of the rural women's as well. And
It is. It's a subcommittee of the Waterloo Rural Women, and we meet and we plan that. So it came from Waterloo Rural Women as a need, and so this is how we're still keeping it up.
Okay, let's play another song. We'll be back with our guest, Heidi Wagner, from the Woolwich Communities Health Center, and we'll stay tuned, please, and we'll play a tune, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
I had lilacs outside my room. I had a little blackbird whistling me a blackbird tune. I had conkers swinging high in the chestnut trees. I had enough honey for at least 1,050 bees. I had butterflies and cups everywhere. I had a little cornfield with scarecrows and crows to scare. I even had clover, three-leaf and sometimes four. But what I had back then, I'm afraid I don't have any more. 'Cause big bulldozers cut through my rolling hills. Men with suits and cell phone ears put concrete on the daffodils. And gold in the milk, diamonds in the sugar, stirred it up with bribery. Old Mrs. Brown couldn't, she couldn't turn them down. When the developers came to tea, Mrs. Brown, it's the developers here, will you let us in right now? I had next door neighbors dropping in. I had a little corner store full of almost everything, a pinter on my doorstep, thanks to a friendly cow. But we just go like sheep to ugly supermarkets now. Streams of cars and traffic jams, they put a motorway where there used to be baby lambs. Gold in the milk, diamonds in sugar, stirred it up with bribery. Old Mrs. Brown couldn't, she couldn't turn them down. When those developers came to tea, well, they put gold in the milk, diamonds in sugar. Took my childhood away from me. Old Mrs. Brown couldn't turn them down. When those developers, those mean developers, when those developers came to tea.
Okay, we're back, folks, and this is the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. And with me today is my guest, Heidi Greb, and she's with the Woolwich Community Health Center. And we just had a nice little quick chat there about some of the things and outs of radio stations and so on and so forth. So we encourage you to go online, listen to our station. You know, you can listen to us three ways. We're on Rogers Box at channel 946 for people with Rogers Cable. We're on the FM dial at 100.3. But you can only receive that within the KW metropolitan area. And lastly, of course, is the World Wide Web, and you can listen to us right on your vacation in Cuba if you'd so like. And that's www.soundfm.ca. So we encourage you to do that and spread the word around. It's the Agriculture Show here for the Kitchener-Waterloo region, All right, let's get back on to the topics today. And so we've now down to one of our last few topics for Heidi, if we don't think of something else, and that's about the farm safety days. So we did the rural women, the community health center first, and a part of that is our Waterloo Rural Women. And the farm safety days is then a subcommittee of the Waterloo Rural Women.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so this year the farm safety day is on June the 1st. It's the first Saturday in June, a month from tomorrow.
Oh boy.
And it's going to be down at your end of the woods there, Jeff. It's
okay.
It's near Ayr. It's at the Oak Ridge Acres, the farm of Mark and Cindy Gerber on Greenfield Road in Ayr, or outside of Ayr. And they have graciously agreed to host it. So we move it around from one township to the next, and this is North Dumfries' turn. Last year we were up in... where were we last year? We were over in Woolwich County,
yeah.
Township, and then the year before that, we were over in Wellesley, and so we tried to move it around so that people can actually, who live in that area, don't have to drive so far.
Yeah.
So now we're coming close to where you are.
And this is probably also like 15 or 20 years of this.
18th annual. Yeah. Right. So it's kind of neat because we're getting, you know, the graduates from 18 years ago coming back to help or to even to send their own children. So that's kind of neat.
That's so much fun to have. But just made me think of something. Like, I know our Optimist Club in Ayr, we do an Easter egg hunt, and we have the kids of the kids who first came
right
coming back to the Easter egg hunt.
Does it make you feel old, Jeff?
Yeah. But, you know, there's a certain pleasure that you get from seeing that
That's
over time.
Right.
And it's quite nice. There's always some, if you look, you can find more pleasures than the fact that you're getting older. So that's okay.
That's right.
But no, that's a great feeling though. When people come back, they know
well. Well, I think it's a worthwhile program, and we're finding that agriculture still is one of the most dangerous occupations. I think after fishing and forestry, it's listed as sort of the third most dangerous, and the children are quite vulnerable because they live where their parents work, and so there really is, they're right there in the work site, and at no other place do you take your children to work with you. You leave them at home usually, mm-hmm. but it's an industrial site, and yet your children are right there. So we try to sort of teach them, where they are to be and where they are not to be, and things that they need to be careful of and to be aware of if they're around the farm when work is going on.
Yes, I remember going to several of these, and there's, maybe half a dozen stations, I guess you'd call them.
Yeah, we have eight different stations, okay, and so the children are divided into groups of 10 to 15 children, depending on how many we have, and they rotate through these eight stations for 20 minutes each. So we'll have the air fire department there, who will do a fire safety station. And then we've got Premier Equipment, who will be doing from the John Deere dealership in the area. So they'll be doing a large machinery. And then we have lawnmower safety. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have ATV safety. Mm-hmm. And we have a first aid station. So again, someone from CARE doing a first aid demonstration for them. So there's eight different stations that the children will be able to see and to learn from.
And you have a large animal one too, don't you?
We have a large animal one too. Yes. That's right. Actually, our junior farmers are doing that one this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to involve, as much of the community, of the rural community as we can. So this way it sort of is their way of giving back to the agricultural community as well.
I'll do a little plug for the junior farmers. They're actually having a dance this for Saturday night at St. Clement's.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So they're off to a good, they had a really good first year, and looks like there's no holding them back from here on in. Just more activities, and last time it's fun to go back to the same activities did before, whether it's sing and swing or talent or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so that's good. So there's eight stations, and local business come out and sponsor, plus municipal, the fire department.
That's right. Yeah.
There's you get sponsors for things like treats and like juice.
Well, it costs $5 per child to register. And then we always serve a pizza lunch, which seems to be the favorite of all children. So that always goes over well. And then we do have local sponsors. We have the Federation of Agriculture that sponsor us, and Air Farmers Mutual Insurance, and the Optimist Clubs, and Grain Farmers of Ontario. So we try to get local agribusinesses to sponsor us, because I think it's in their best interest as well to have a safe farm. Safe farming communities, because it's what we all want.
Yeah. So, it's a credit to you as organizers to be able to. Someone has to take the time and actually contact potential sponsors and make arrangements for someone to.
That's
staff
right.
All eight stations.
That's right. And then the children always go home with a bag full of goodies in that sense, activity books and first aid kits or different items that relate to what they've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way they can remember their experience and hopefully, present this message at home, which is, I think, our back door to get to the kitchen table. I always say that whatever was talked about, they discuss at home, and then maybe mom or dad will rethink the way they're doing something because,
right.
Their child has told them that this might be unsafe.
Well, it works in schools too, whether it's a blue box program or anything, Earth Day, and all numerous types of behavioral things the kids literally pick up if you get them at the
right time.
That's right.
Yeah. They can be very annoying if they keep telling you the same thing over and over again, so you may as well give in and do it right the first time.
And that's the way it works, and that's a good deal.
That's
sometimes
true.
So, well, that sounds like that's going to be a great deal. How many, about 100 kids come out to this?
We usually have about 100, sometimes a little less. We're sort of finding that farmers are having less children anyway.
Yeah.
So it's you know, the farm family might have two or three children, whereas 20 years ago they may have had five or six.
Yeah.
So that also makes a difference to our attendance, and we welcome anyone. We sort of try to limit it to people that live on a farm or visit a farm often. So if you're grandparents or your uncle lives on a farm, or even a friend of yours does and you tend to visit it, then you certainly need to know, you know, the safe play areas there as well. So it's sort of open more to the rural / country type of kids.
Yeah.
So again, it's you know, if you need more information, to check the website or give me a call, and we'll certainly welcome any families that want to send their children.
Okay. Well, that sounds like
And we're always looking for volunteers as well to help, because the children are always well supervised. We try to make sure that everything is very orderly and neat, and it makes the days run a lot smoother. And, and we also, you know, don't want to be a bother to the host family that we're visiting, because we certainly don't want to have them, you know, not want us to ever come back again.
Well, you know, you must have a good formula, so, because it's been 18 years, so you're doing something real right.
And it's been at a different place every time, so we certainly have, you know, have gotten quite a following.
Yeah, well, that's a good, real hats off to what you're doing and the hard work that you and your group do up there. That's super.
Well, we've lived through rains, and we've lived through very hot temperatures, and again, you never know what the next year is going to look like, so we are very flexible.
It's always good to have a place that has maybe a big old shed you can
move. That's right. That's right. That driving shed gets swept out really fast when it starts to rain.
Yeah, head for the hills, and they all know where to get to quick. So
that's true. And then we have a program for the 4 to 6 year olds, which is different even than for the older ones, because they can't sit still for so long, and they don't necessarily need to know everything a 12-year-old needs to know.
Got it.
So we have more hands-on and more games and more craft type of activities. So there's a special program for the 4 to 6 year olds, and then the other ones is for 7 to 12 year olds.
Yeah. So what's the oldest, 13 or 14?
Yeah, 12, 13, because after they're 13 years old, they know everything anyway, and they certainly don't, you know, they're telling us what we're doing wrong.
Well, that's true. I kind of like those days, you know, when you're like in your teens, because, you know, it's the only time in your life where you know everything.
That's right. That's right.
Until then on, you realize, I don't know anything.
Until they're 20, and then they realize that maybe dad did know something.
Well, not even somebody that soon. I'm thinking about, you know what I mean. It's the one time you feel like it. So
that's right.
All right, let's play another song here, folks, and we'll be back to talk to our guest Heidi Wagner. And this time we're going to play a song called "Daddy Won't Sell the Farm." We'll be right back.
Daddy gets calls from the mini mall. message written on the roof of the barn. Daddy won't sell the farm. You can't roll a rock up a hill that steep. You can't pull roots when they run that deep. He's gonna
This is Heidi Wagner from Waterloo Rural Women. You're listening to the Swing Jazz, to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents primary farmers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
That's good. You personalized that really well, Heidi. Thanks so
much.
That's
right.
They did a good job. That's another show that comes through that I get involved with, the Swing Jazz and Blues show. It's kind of fun. And
there you go. So now I've promoted both of them for you.
You did. It's quite special. Maybe I'll have to play it for both. So we've just had a delightful time here today, folks, talking to Heidi. And so we'll just do a little wrap up and anything else we want to talk about here. So today has been... all the things that Heidi does in connection with the Woolwich Community Health Center, and some of that includes one part of that is the Waterloo Rural Women's and Farm Safety Day is the other further part of that. Tell us again, Heidi, where those websites are in case people want to go and find out more about newsletters and what you're doing programs for all these programs.
Right. Well, our Waterloo Rural Women website is www.waterlooruralwomen.org, and that will get you a lot of information as to what the Waterloo Rural Women are doing. And the website for the Woolwich Community Health Center is www.woolwichcommunityhealthcenter.org as well. So
I'll put that on, when I do the show up on the podcast, I'll put those listings under there too.
Okay. Yeah. No, there's lots of stuff happening out there that I think it's important for you to know about. And if it's something that's of interest to you, then by all means, check it out and come on out.
So they got a really good program, and it's been going along for a few years now. Is there any new initiatives you guys are all going to try up there? Just getting the good stuff covered, but in a perfect world, what would you like to do at the Woolwich Health Center?
Oh, now, my goodness, you're asking lots of questions here.
Well, just let our audience know that you're in the present, you're doing what's called for, and what would you like to be doing in another year or two?
Oh well, no, I think it's important what we do. It's just hard to measure if we're having any success. I mean, especially with teaching, in regards to safety or even in regards to illness prevention, it's really hard to tell if you're actually making a difference or not. because you can't measure something that's not happened, and that's basically what we're trying to do.
Right. If you prevent this thing, how do you know?
How do you know it was? Yes. So I guess, you know, in a perfect world, we'd all be working ourselves out of a job, because that's sort of what you're hoping for, is that you're, you know, you don't need to tell people about how to be safe, because they already are. And but unfortunately, I mean, you constantly read about farm injuries and farm fatalities, and it doesn't seem to end, and people know better, but things still happen. And so I guess, in a perfect world, we would want to be unemployed, because everything is going just the way it's supposed to go.
Well, you know, there's a whole thing too. We could be talking about, how do you make your life even like more constructive or fulfilling or potential and so on. Or, you know, even that's maybe a bit crazy, because we just were talking a little while there about, you know, boy, if you drive yourself too hard, always performing, always going. And where is the part of life is that reflection and pause, isn't it?
That's right. And I think, you know, especially in the type of work that we do, you're very seasonal. And so you don't really know when the day begins and when it ends, because you're working straight through. And then if you don't take time to rest and relax and rejuvenate, you can run yourself into a corner, and that's when things happen, is when you start taking shortcuts because you're too tired or you're getting a little bit careless. So that's definitely something that farmers need to be aware of.
Well, it's a social, it all should be, but with farming, it's an odd thing, you know. It's a day you've got too much to do, and it's too hot, and it's late in the day, and you haven't eaten for a while, and then you just wonder. Yeah.
That's right, and it's going to rain tomorrow.
Yeah, just to put the old pressure
that's right.
on there.
So there's always sort of that push, and some people don't understand that. They just assume, well, you know, you'll do it again. But it could be a good rain sets you back for 3-4 days or even a week. And in spring planting season, that makes a big difference, because, you know, your crop has that much less time to mature. And also, you know, the frost is coming at the other end.
That's
so it's something that not everybody can understand, but it's very real.
I know. There's very little that the farmer can control, since Mother Nature and the weather and the sun and the rain are beyond our control. So what we try to do is really do the best with the things we can control, which is things like try to get the crop in when it's the most timely.
That's right. And, that's right.
You know, that's things we can control, but after that, your efforts could be.
That's right, and sometimes it's a global thing too.
Yeah.
I mean, if it rains in Argentina or it doesn't rain in Brazil, it could make a difference up here, and you don't really realize that that has such an impact on us up here in Canada.
Yeah. So, well, this is all good news, and you know what? We talked about the Woolwich Center. There's also one in North Dumfries, part of Lang's Farm.
That's right.
Community Health Center with much the same.
There's one in downtown Kitchener as well, Kitchener Downtown Community Health Center.
Yeah.
There's one in Guelph, so there are more community health centers out there, and I think it's just sort of a one-stop shopping. It's the way to go, so.
And the thing about Dumfries, they've also got a community club. And they get together monthly and have guest speakers and stuff. Kind of just thinking how that fits in with the women's get together, the social part of it.
Right.
And they, of course, have an annual plowing match, and they were the sponsors last year, the big match. You get down for that big match last year?
I did, in the rain. It rained and it rained and it rained.
Did it rain? Oh, jeepers.
All the planning in the world that can't change the rain.
And, you know, funny, that first day, that was the biggest one-day rain I think we've had for like 10 months.
That's
up to
right.
That day. It's just the craziest. How would you ever would have thought? But when it dried up pretty quick. The dust was flying by Wednesday already.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah. And it was a pretty good flood there for a while.
People were losing their shoes.
Yeah, stories abounded about, you know, the school buses and the kids, and they'll remember those things.
That's
still.
Right. I wouldn't want to see those school buses after all those kids got back on.
Maybe with a large garden hose, eh?
I think so.
So, this has been quite delightful, Heidi, and I'm glad you came in today to tell us about it. We've talked about the Woolwich Community Health Center. And we don't know how many years it's been, but it's been more than 18.
Oh, for sure, yes.
And providing community health care in three townships, I guess, right?
Wilmot. 2.5, almost,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And then part of that is the Waterloo Rural Women. And so we talked about three activities that they have a year. Women can get together and talk about shared interests and concerns.
That's right, yeah.
And part of the The Rural Women is Farm Safety Day, an annual event, which we know is 18 years.
And it's on June the 1st.
June the 1st in North Dumfries at Mark and Cindy Gerber's farm.
That's right, at Oak Ridge Acres.
Yeah, so. Okay, anything else we want to talk about? Any good jokes?
No. No. Yeah. None I can repeat, no.
No, I know. Well, you probably could. They give our audience a real hoot to have a different kind of joke, but I know what you're saying. We won't do that, but we look forward to, maybe if we can, maybe doing this again next year, or whenever you have news up there in Woolwich you want to bring to us. And feel free, if you have a topic you want to bring on the show, we got room. Then we're looking for agricultural content that our urban listeners would just love to hear.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me, Jeff.
And thanks so much for coming in. And so, folks, that's our show today. And it's episode number 49, and it's April 30th in 2013. We'll play out a favorite song of mine. I think Heidi will recognize it. And we'll see you all next week.
So I'm Bob Thirlwall from DeKalb, Canada, and you're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Hi, this is Nelson Rosales from World Accord. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.